The driver accused in a pair of crashes in September, including a hit-and-run collision that killed a 76-year-old cyclist on Victoria Road, has pleaded guilty. But the fate of John Simpson Bard remains unknown after a court appearance that lasted throughout the day Tuesday due to scheduling conflicts. The 35-year-old Guelph man entered guilty pleas to four charges in Guelph's Ontario Court of Justice Tuesday. He appeared via video link from Maplehurst Correctional Complex in Milton, where he remains for the time being. One of those charges was failing to stop at the scene of the crash on September 5, which resulted in the death of Susan Bard. Simpson Bard is not related to her. He has also pleaded guilty to impaired driving and failing to remain at the scene of a crash connected to an incident 3 weeks later on September 28, as well as a fraud charge for an incident in May 2022. Looking at the hit-and-run crash, the court heard Susan Bard was believed to be in the curb lane going southbound on Victoria. Simpson Bard was in the southbound vehicle lane. The victim then crosses the passing lane, as she enters the intersection, at St. James High School, at which point the accused struck the victim on the passenger side of the vehicle, Assistant Crown Attorney Ajay Gooman told the court. The accused then failed to stop and continued to travel southbound. He said motorists and pedestrians rushed to Susan's aid, who was injured and unresponsive. Susan was rushed to Hamilton Hospital, but was pronounced dead a day later. Simpson Bard was found by officers about 2.5 hours later at a home on Starwood Drive, and was arrested. Fellow Crown Attorney Marilyn Dolby clarified for the court that Simpson Bard is not pleading guilty for the crash itself, but for not remaining at the scene. This gentleman is not being held responsible for that particular accident, she said. He was responsible for not staying around. While he was out on bail, the accused was involved in another crash just before 5 a.m. on September 28 on Bagot Street. While going southbound, Gooman said Simpson Bard's vehicle struck another. One of the vehicles flipped onto its roof. The accused opened the driver door and exited the vehicle on foot, fleeing from the scene, he said. Simpson Bard was located by officers at a home on Alma Street. A drug recognition expert determined he was impaired by drug. It remains unclear what type of drug he was impaired by, but it was also determined he was out on an undertaking with the condition of not being able to drive. Both the Crown and defense were prepared to file a joint position that would have seen Simpson Bard face 60 days in custody, which he has served as of Tuesday. He would also face driving suspensions and other penalties once out, if lawyers get their way, but those recommendations were not addressed specifically. A communication error resulted in victims not being reached to file victim impact statements. Corinna Mattelliano, Susan Bard's daughter, appeared via Zoom and told the court she would like to file one. Justice Nicole Redgate agreed to put the case over to another date to give Mattelliano and others time to file. As for Simpson Bard's stay in custody, Redgate told the court she was concerned the recommended sentence is far outside the appropriate range when considering the relevant circumstances. I appreciate I have not heard submissions, but I am aware of the general range of sentences, she added. Simpson Bard will be back in court on Thursday, but a date for victim impact statements and a sentence is not known.